السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. وی کنٹینیوئنگ ود دی بایوگرافی آف سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اینڈ وی ناؤ لک ایٹ ماف سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ, اینڈ وی ناؤ لک ایٹ سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ مبارک لائف ان دا ایراز آف دا فرسٹ ٹو خلفاء. وٹ رول ڈڈ ہی پلے ان دا ایرا آف سیدنا ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu? How was their relationship? What was he doing at that time? So Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was one of the Sahaba and one of the Ahlul Shura. He was one of the Sahaba and one of the Ahlul Shura. Right? In other words, whenever any important mashura was taking place, serious issues, important mashura was taking place, so Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to include him in the mashwara. Right? His opinion used to be sought. So he was from the Ahlul Shura. Like we have in our Jamaat work now, you'll have now, for example, they're deciding about the Ijtima now, where to have the Ijtima or something. So now you'll have the Shura members. One is you've got all the Jamaat workers, everybody is important, but now everybody can't be a decision maker. So you have Ahlul Shura. So the people who are now experienced, they got, inshallah, ilm, taqwa, wara, right? They know the work, they got tajruba. So they will make up now the elders, the Ahlul Shura, right? And so like that, now Uthman radiallahu anhu, he was included in the Ahlul Shura. So we can gauge from there now what was his maqam. He was second in closeness to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was known for firmness and resolve. Umar was very firm, right? And Uthman radiallahu anhu was known for kindness and deliberation. Kindness and deliberation. He thought things through. Very deeply thought things through. Umar radiallahu anhu was the advisor for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu was the keeper of his secrets. When Abu Bakr non wanted to confide in somebody regarding something, he would talk to Uthman radiallahu anhu. Right? And he was also the scribe of Abu Bakr non. Anything Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted it to be written down, documented, put away, that was Uthman radiallahu anhu's responsibility. His opinion was held in high esteem by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. After Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had finished dealing with the Riddah movement, you know, the people who, they became Murtad. So that was the first thing that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu dealt with when he became Khalifa. So he wanted to attack the Byzantines after this. He wanted to attack the Byzantines and send the army of jihad to the ends of the earth. See the jazba of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Because jihad is da'wah. Everybody must get the message of Islam. Today, we lost it. We left it. So he consulted the people. Some wise men said to him, whatever opinions they have, they gave. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted more opinions. Eventually he said, what do you think? Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I think that you are sincere and kind towards the followers of this ummah, followers of this deen. If you think that something is in their best interest, then go ahead with it. Go ahead with it. Talha radiallahu anhu, Zubayr radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, Abu Ubaida radiallahu anhu, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, and those of the Muhajireen and Ansar radiallahu anhum who were present in that meeting said, Uthman radiallahu anhu has spoken the truth. Whatever you think is best, go ahead with it. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to send a governor to Bahrain, again he made mashwara with the Sahaba. Uthman radiallahu anhu said to him, send a man whom Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to them. And he came back to him with the news that they have become Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the Sahabi. He came back and he said that these people have all accepted Islam. So Usman radiallahu anhu is saying that send that person. They know him and he knows them. He knows them, he knows the country. Right? So who he was referring to was Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, on the opinion of Usman radiallahu anhu. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became very ill, he consulted the people to ask them who they wanted must take his place after he is gone. So they suggested Umar. Many people suggested Umar radiallahu anhu. Usman radiallahu anhu said with regards to Umar radiallahu anhu, by Allah, what I know of him, in other words, his outward, is excellent. But his inward is even better. So outwardly, there's nobody that can touch him. He's outward. He's so firm on deen, nobody can touch him. But his inward is even better. His inside is even better. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on you. By Allah, if you had not suggested Umar, I would have been disappointed. So if you didn't give, everybody else is giving Umar radiallahu's name, but I wanted to hear it from you. If you never give the name, then I would have been disappointed. Now that you gave the name, in other words, now my heart is clear now to appoint Umar radiallahu anhu as the next Khalifa. It was narrated that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said there was a drought in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The people came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and they said, it has not rained and the earth is not bringing forth its produce and the people are suffering great hardship. It's a drought now. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, go and make sabr. Make sabr. For evening will not come before Allah Ta'ala, who is the most generous, will give you relief. In other words, some help from Allah Ta'ala will come. It was not long before the workers of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came from Sham. His caravan was gone to Sham, so now they returned. They brought 100 camels laden with wheat and other foodstuff. The people gathered at Usman radiallahu anhu's door. Usman radiallahu anhu came out to the crowd of the people and he said to them, what is your need? They said, oh Usman, it has not rained. The earth is not bringing forth its produce. People are suffering great hardship. And we have heard that your caravan has come with food, with wheat and other things. Sell it to us. Sell it to us so that we may give it to the poor Muslims. So the wealthier Sahaba, they came to the door of Usman radiallahu anhu to buy all that goods. Right? So that they can now distribute it to the poor. Usman radiallahu anhu said, by all means, come in and purchase. The merchants went in and saw the food in the house of Usman radiallahu anhu. So he asked him, he said, oh merchants, you are the businessman now, oh the businessman, how much profit would you give me for that which I brought from Syria? How much you'll pay me? How much profit I can make? So they said, 12 in return for 10. In other words, whatever you paid 10 rand for, in our terminology now, whatever you paid 10 rand for, we'll pay you 12 rand. So you'll make 2 rand profit on the item. I mean, it costs money, right, to send your people there, go, buy the goods, come back. All, it's costly. You have to pay your staff, feed the animals, bring the goods, right? So we'll pay you 2 ren on every 10 ren that you spend. So if this goods here was 100 ren, we give you 120 ren. So you make like a 20% profit on the goods. Usman radiallahu anh said, but I have a better offer. Somebody gave me a better offer than that. You're offering me now 2 ren profit on every 10 ren, 2 ren. Somebody gave me a better offer. So they said, okay, let's do this. Let's make it 15. You make 50% profit. 15 for 10. Usman Nan said, but I received a better offer than this. So the merchant said, oh Abu Amr, that was his kunya, say, oh Abu Amr, there are no merchants in Madinah Munawwara other than us. We are the business people here now. So who gave you this better offer? Who gave you a better offer? He said, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala, the Most High, He gave me a better offer. He gave me 10 for every 1. You're offering me 2 on 10 or 5 on 10. Allah Ta'ala is offering me 10 for every 1. Now can you offer me more? Can you all give me a better offer? They said, no, by Allah. So he said, I call upon Allah Ta'ala to bear witness that I am giving all this food as charity to the poor Muslims. Everything is given. Now, you know how much money he could have made? Because there was no food, right? There was no food. Now when there's no food, people are desperate. They'll take out their last pennies to buy, right? And when you got the stock, you can capitalize now. You can capitalize, you can call your price. You got the stock, nobody else got, right? So one is he gave away all the food. The other is the cost to go and bring it and come. He bore that cost also. And he gave away the whole thing in charity. What a heart he had. Do you know, up to this day, the waqf of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is still operational. You know that? Up to today, his waqf is still operational. There's a whole group of people that manage the waqf of Usman radiallahu anhu. They put up buildings for people to live. Or everything comes out from what income is generated from the wealth of Usman radiallahu anhu. Till today, it's still carrying on. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, last night, I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. He was riding a black and white mule, wearing clothing of noor. On his Mubarak feet were shoes of noor. In his Mubarak hand was a staff, an asa of noor. And he was hastening. Nabi Sallam was going in a hurry. So I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am longing to see you and hear you speak. Where are you rushing to? He said, O Ibn Abbas, Usman radiallahu anhu has given charity. Allah Ta'ala has accepted it from him and given him a bride in Jannat. And I have been invited to the nikah. Allah, Allah. Will the money worshippers and those who hoard the people's food out of greed listen to these great words of Usman radiallahu anhu? And will these words reach their hearts so that they will be kind and compassionate towards the poor and needy, widows and orphans who are in distress and crushed by life's calamities and whose plight is ignored by the rich? How great is the Muslims' need at this stage in their life to follow the example of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu and spend on the poor and needy so as to bring about compassion and kindness between them. You know, the other day one person contacted me. This person is telling me, "So, Maulana, we are battling." She's a lady. "So we're battling. My father is very old. He's got some physical, disability, but he's still working. But now how much they're going to pay him? He's earning a little bit. Put food on the table. My mother is elderly. She's not well. So we're living in this house, and our biggest expense is our rent. The food, if you got, you eat. You haven't got, you don't eat. Whatever Allah provides, you eat. But now rent, you got to pay. Rent, lights, water, that you can't get away from. You got to pay." So she says that my mother approached some family member of hers who's extremely wealthy. Right? I said, "You know what? This house that we're living in, buy this house. Buy this house. And then you can sell it to us. Slowly, slowly we pay you. You don't really need the money." So that family member said, "I'll get back to you." So we're still waiting. It's years gone by. Still waiting for them to get back to us. But in the meantime, they had such weddings. The children getting married, that same family, they're having such weddings. The one wedding, the flower arrangement alone, which is going to get thrown in the bin after that, right? The flower arrangement alone costs ₹500,000. So this house we're living in, that owner is prepared to sell it for ₹1.1 million. See, there's pocket change for them. If they can spend ₹500,000 just on a flower arrangement, imagine the rest of the wedding. So that family member, you think they will be happy with that wealthy family member who can squander money like that, but not prepared to assist? There's just one story, isolated story. There's so many incidents like this. Allah Ta'ala, forgive us, Allah Ta'ala. Make us generous people in which, and don't think now only have to be very rich then I can spend. Whatever I can spend, one friend, he can spend macadamias, you bring macadamias and come. Thank you. So whatever a person can spend, and if you got no wealth, you can assist physically. You can assist somebody physically, that too is an assistance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll stop there, we'll continue inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.